On a sunny Tuesday morning, I'm waiting to meet Mary Schickling in front of Pier 24 on the Catalina Promenade. In the meantime, I look around. I clock a guy coming off a cruise wearing a t-shirt with a picture of a fish and a quote that says, "She was short, fat, and had a big mouth. I had to let her go." I see an AI poster of four buffalo with human bodies drinking cocktails. I look up and notice a few bright white fortresses jutting out of a picturesque hillside. Altogether, Catalina is a weird hodgepodge of vibes. Hello!
Hi there!
Mary approached me in a refreshingly blue turtleneck. She is a city council member for Catalina Island's only city, Avalon, and she is very concerned with how Catalina looks these days.
The feel of our town is going away. We want to be like this quaint little town.
Catalina doesn't quite look like a quaint little town anymore. It used to have lots of cute brown and pink houses, but today there's weird buffalo art, and the city's browns and pinks have been traded in for white.
All the white in this town is driving me crazy. It's just beige, white. It's horrible. I hate it.
The island's feel is changing because of commercial development. Beautiful old buildings are being bought up and swankified, and it's having a very real impact on locals. The problem accelerated a few years ago. Wealthy outside investors started coming over
and bought up houses and turned them straight away into vacation rentals, thereby forcing people, full-time year-round residents, out.
This was a big deal on the island.
Oh yeah, really big. I was pissed. So that's what drove me to join council.
Mary Schickling started her campaign in 2022.
My slogan was, "Give a Schick."
It was a slogan good enough to win her the election. Local politics wasn't her first profession, though. Like the island, Mary's gone through transformations of her own. She was once a professional comedian.
I got into it in a very strange way, very interesting way.
Back in the 1980s, Mary went to a comedy competition in Seattle with her husband, just to watch. Through the whole thing, they were whispering quippy comments to each other. She thought, hey, I could do better than the guys on stage. So she took a chance and signed up for the next show.
The night before we had to do it, I'm laying on the couch, running over my material, and my cat is, you know, going ballistic because it's nighttime, so he's banking off the chairs and banking off everything. So he jumps over to bank off the couch, and he banked off my face. And he got my eye, and I was like, ow!
She went to the doctor, and he told her she needed to wear an eye patch.
It wasn't even a cool black patch, you know? It was just tape and gauze. So I was like, fine. So I was like, it's now or never. I have to try this. If I don't, I'm going to regret it. So I got up on stage with the patch.
And what did she say?
I'm like, I know you guys are looking at this. And I go, to be perfectly honest with you, when I was getting ready to come to the show tonight, I ran out of my favorite color of eyeshadow after just one eye. And my motto is, if I don't like something, I cover it up. And I'll tell you what, people, it's a bitch running around all summer in a body cast. So I got a big laugh, and the rest is history.
Mary became successful as a comedian, and she toured the country. A comedy gig eventually brought her to none other than Catalina Island.
I just fell in love with the place.
This was, of course, back before buffalo art and stark white buildings. So she decided to move to Catalina. One day, she spotted a vacant restaurant.
And I was like, you know what? That place is a box. You know, the sight lines are great. It would make a great comedy club. I remodeled it, put the place together, and looked around town. What kind of food don't we have? Sushi. So my husband loved to make sushi, and we had a friend that was a 30-year sushi master.
So obviously.
We did sushi and stand-up comedy.
Match made in heaven.
Right. And so this is a different husband. Yes, I'm a two-time loser. No. So anyway, this one, his name was Flip. He was a drummer, so we also had live music.
They hosted bands and comedy events and literal circuses. It was a perfect community gathering spot.
So I had my own place for quite some time, but then unfortunately, I lost it because my husband had an alcohol problem and he pretty much drank half the profits and gave the other half away.
Mary decided to stay on Catalina even still. She's been here for 30 years.
When I moved here, it was only 2,500 people, and there was a lot of pride in the community. There was a close-knit fellowship, but it doesn't feel as close. And it definitely has, it's changed.
Is there a comedy scene here still?
Nope. There's nowhere to do it.
Things are different now. Mary doesn't do comedy anymore. She puts her energy into tackling vacation rentals. That doesn't mean she's not funny. She brings stand-up energy to her city council meetings.
Performers, it's not really an ego thing. It's a blood thing. It's just in your veins, and you have to do it.
Mary Schickling lives by her campaign slogan. She takes Schick seriously.
I care about this place. I love this place. And want to maintain a nice, comfortable, connected community.
She joined the city council to take on rich outside investors, buying up vacation rentals and turning charming pink villas into white fortresses. She fought hard enough to make a change.
I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And finally, we got a moratorium on the rental permits. I was elated. I felt really, really good, really proud, really happy.
But there's still so much on the island that's changing, and Mary's fighting it all. Commercial development, the influx of cruise ships, increasing costs of medical care.
I think I was the loudest mouth. I just kept pushing it, so that's just me.
I have my own thoughts about a solution to Catalina's culture woes. I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Maybe what this town needs is a new comedy club with you running it.
Oh, sure, in my spare time. I'll just do that. Yeah.
A girl can dream. Mary and I parted ways.
Thank you very much, Mary. This has been really fun for me, and my cheeks hurt from smiling.
Cool. I've done my job.
For the Transom Story Workshop, I'm Emma Vecchione.